Blog Talk Radio. My voice was trying to act up, but the devil is a lie. We got work to do this morning for the Lord. For our Lord God is good. And greatly to be praised. Thankful, grateful, and always blessed to be with you this morning and to have a word of God. Today we will be in the Old Testament. We're going to give God some praise like David did this morning. I am so excited because the word that God gave me this morning is this: for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. I say it again: for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We got to shout that out. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thanking God for his mighty word. Thanking God for a king that didn't mind praising the Lord. And he didn't care what people think. He didn't care what people thought. He didn't care what people had to say. He did what he did for the Lord with a heart filled with praise. Hallelujah. We must have a heart filled with praise, for God is so good. And the one thing I can say without any doubt in my mind is he loves you and he loves me. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, I come to you this morning, grateful, thankful, and truly blessed to be your daughter, to speak and teach your word, O God, that you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. You are my Father, God. And I am grateful to be called your child. In the name of the matchless Savior, my best friend, my brother, the one that stands at the right hand of you, my absolute Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Jesus is my best friend. He's the best thing that ever happened to me. Hallelujah. For I find joy and I find peace in his name. Just call on the name of Jesus when you're going through. Don't let anybody knock you off your square. Know who you belong to, and you belong to the Lord God. You are a friend of God. Hallelujah. And he calls you friend. He knows everything about you. including every hair on your head. Who else can say that? Nobody. Because there's nobody greater than our God. Let's get started this morning. We are coming out of First Chronicles, and we will be reading this morning chapters 13 through 18. And all I can say is what? It is a good word this morning. It is a good word this morning. It is a, say it again, a good word this morning. And we have a few life lessons and some life examples from Dr. Charles Stanley. And again, for those that are just joining this Moving Forward experience, this is a yearly Bible study, reading from Genesis to Revelations, from January 1 to December 31. God willing, we will have read the entire Bible and hopefully gained more knowledge. The one thing that I love about this Bible is Dr. Stanley's commentary, which I also share with you. But I would still tell everyone, get this Bible. It is a wonderful, wonderful Bible in a year Bible study. And the name of it is the Charles F. Stanley Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year, New King James. And why I say get your own copy is there, I go pretty quickly reading through the word, but it's always good to take some time to meditate on it day and night for yourself, to read it for yourself, to take your time to ingest it, to eat it, to taste it, to know it yourself. But I said you find all kind of things that you forget. I mean, the other night I was teaching from it, from Genesis, and it was the story of Noah and how, you know, when we were little kids, you know, our Sunday school teacher would say, and Noah got all of the animals of the Lord, you know, he got them two by two. He went out and got a male and a female, and that's not the word. The word says that they came to the ark. Two by two, they came to the ark. God sent who needed to go on the ark as far as the animals. Noah didn't hunt for nothing. Noah's job was building the ark and getting food on it and taking care of those animals. But he didn't have to gather not one. They came to him. And it says it in the word, and you miss it if you're too busy saying what your Sunday school teacher taught you. You got to read the word. And it says they came. So that was just one little teeny thing that, you know, stuck out to me as I was teaching the word of God is when you go directly from the word, you don't mess up anything. So many times, you know, we have scripture quoted and not quoted correctly or not quoted in context. And so we have to always make sure that we go back and read the word ourselves. So I say every Sunday, and I'll say it early today instead at the end of the blog, is this: find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church. Don't sit for 20, 30 years under false doctrine and not open your Bible except for on Sunday, if you take it with you on Sunday. Make sure you open this word every day and meditate on it every day, because I will tell you, God will give you an insight of something you least expect that will stick out, that will touch your heart, that will just blow your mind, because that's just how God does things. He gives us what we need when we need it. So get your own Bible, and I will tell you now, it might be hard to get this Bible because I have ordered one. I've had one on order since, I believe, February. It's been a long time. I believe it's been since February. And they were out of stock. They have been on back order for months. So I tell you, if you can find it, grab it. Because they are hard to find. So anyway, that's all I have. Let's get started in our word this morning. Oh, one more church announcement. If you are in the Springfield surrounding area vicinity, if you know someone with food insecurity and are needing food for their families, the Table of Life Ministries at 2600 South 5th Street in Springfield, Illinois, has a book bag program. And what it does is every Thursday you come, after you've registered, you will get a bag of food per person in your home. So if there's 10 people, you will get 10 bags, tote bags, either a tote for adults or a backpack for children. Everyone will get a backpack or a tote of food to take home. And the only thing we ask is that on Sundays, you bring the bags back so they can be sanitized, and we will have them ready for you on the next Thursday evening. On Thursday evening, as well as Sunday afternoon, after service from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock, we will provide a meal. We will provide a meal on Thursday evenings from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And we will provide a meal on Sundays from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So if you know anyone that is hungry or just needs a plate of food or bags of food or a bag of food, please send them to the Table of Life Ministries, 2600 South 5th Street in Springfield, Illinois. Thursday evening, 4 o'clock is registration. 5 o'clock is a meal. Sundays, 1 o'clock is a meal. And if they would like to register, they will need to speak with the pastor. So thank you so much for that church announcement, Table of Life, which is also my church. And I am grateful that we are a church that truly believes in bringing it to the table, giving it to God, and allowing God to do what he does. You will not go hungry, I tell you that, if you come to the table. Thank you so much. Now, our word this morning, 1 Chronicles chapter 13. Then David consulted with the captains of thousands and the hundreds, and with every leader. And David said to all the assembly of Israel, excuse me, everyone. Thank you so much. Just had a tickle in the cough. Says, and then David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. And David said to all the assembly of Israel, if it seems good to you, and if it is the Lord our God, let us send out to our brethren everywhere who are left in all the land of Israel, and with them to the priests and Levites, who are in their cities and their common lands, that they may gather together to us, and let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we have not inquired at it since the days of Saul. Then all the assembly said they would do so, but the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all of Israel together in Shinar, in Shihar, in Egypt, to as far as the entrance of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. And David and all Israel went up to Baala, Kirjath-Jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, the Lord who dwells between the cherubim where his name is proclaimed. So they carried his name, so they carried the ark of God in a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. Then David and all Israel played music before God with all their might, with singing and harps on string instruments and tambourines, on cymbals and with trumpets. And when they came to Kildon, threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hands to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. when the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and he struck him because he put his hand to the ark, and he died there before God. And David became angry because the Lord outbreak against Uzzah. Therefore, the place was called Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of God that day and saying, how can I bring the ark of God to me? So David would not move the ark with him into the city of David, but took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David and cedar trees with masons and carpenters to build him a house. So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, for his kingdom was highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel. Then David took more wives in Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. And these were the names of his children whom he had in Jerusalem: Shema, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elijah, Elipelet, Nogah, Nifeg, Japhia, Eshamama, Bealinda, and Eliphelet. Now when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David, and David heard of it and went out against them. Then the Philistines went and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim, and David inquired of God, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? The Lord said to him, go up, for I will deliver them into your hand. So they went up to Baal-perazim, and David defeated them there. Then David said, God has broken through my enemies by my hand like a breakthrough of water. Therefore they called the name of the place Baal-perazim. And when they left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. David didn't play with idolatry. He didn't mess around with idolatry. I don't care how many wives he had. He did not mess with idolatry. David loved the Lord God with all his heart, with all his mind. He trusted God, and he followed God. And when he messed up, he repented and asked for forgiveness. Whew, David didn't play. He told him to do what? Burn with fire. They were to be burned up. He burned them up because they were made by hand. They didn't have any power. Let's keep it moving. It says, then the Philistines once again made a raid on the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said to him, you shall not go up after them. Circle around them and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines. So David did as God commanded him, and they drove back the army of the Philistines from Gibeon as far as Giza. Then the fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. Don't mess with God's anointed. And let's just go with a couple, few life lessons from this word. The first one from Dr. Stanley is this. 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 13. And it says, let us bring the ark of God back to us, for we have not inquired at it since the days of Saul. David saw the ark as a means to draw even closer to God than he had previously. We are made for an intimate relationship with God, and we should employ every godly means possible to draw close to him. And I say that, whether it's staying in your word day and night, whether it's being on your knees, whatever it is, even if it's just standing outside and closing your eyes and saying, speak to me, Lord. I'm looking at the clouds and say, Lord, I love you, God. Jesus, through Jesus Christ, my Lord, speak to me. and God will speak to you through the Holy Spirit. You will hear a voice that will tell you what you need to do, or it will tell you about yourself. Because God speaks to us, all we have to do is be still and listen and know that he is God. And 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 14, the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom. And we're going to go to verse 14. And it says this, because they got a little afraid when Uzzah died. It says the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. God used his blessing on Obed-Edom's house to show David that although he would always judge sin, his desire to draw close to his people and to bless them, God desires to draw close to us and to bless us. I'm waiting for a miracle. I'm waiting for a blessing. I believe that I have a blessing with my name on it. You know, I just believe God has plans for my life. And I'm open to receive whatever God has for me. Because I know that whatever God has for me is for me. And it's irrevocable. God has your blessings with your names on them. All you have to do is believe that they are coming your way. But understand something. You got to also work for it. God does not deal with laziness. You got to work for whatever it is that God has for you. Because he always has your name on it. But he expects us to go to work for him. When we say in the morning, when we end this blog, it's time to go to work, we're not talking about that physical job we go to. We're talking about what we do for God. It's time to go to work, but you work for the Lord. Wherever you go, you are at work for the Lord. Whatever you say, you are saying it in the presence of the Lord. Whoever you speak a word through, let it be spoken in love, because you are at work for the Lord. 1 Chronicles 14 and 12, David gave a command, and they were burned with fire. Unlike some of his predecessors and many of his successors, David did not collect the idols of his defeated enemies, but burned them as God commanded in Deuteronomy 7 and 5. Obedience always brings blessings. And you know, we know obedience is better than sacrifice. But we're going to go real quick over to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 5. Because these are our ordinances. These are statutes that God gave to his kings and to his people that they must do. And so many times, as we all know, as you have been with me reading this word, that so many of the kings followed after idols. You know, followed after the Asherahs and the Baals and just did their own thing, the Molochs, and the, you know, just went, I'm going to call it buck wild and crazy, over idols, collecting idols and worshiping idols and building shrines to idols on the mountains. Come on now. They lost their mind, and God was not pleased and sent them into exile. God don't play. You can't mess around with God. And you definitely can't touch his anointed. And this is where God told them that he had chosen them. He had moved them. He had given them Canaan. And this is what God said. These are some rules that he told them. And then we're going to start at verse 1, and we're going to go down to verse 5. And it says this, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites, the Gershonites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Havites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughters to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons. For they will turn your sons away from me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. He did not mince words. He did not play. He told him exactly what would happen. And then it goes on to tell us in verse 5, but thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars, break down their sacred pillars, cut down their wooden images, and burn their carved images with fire. And I'm going to go to verse 6, and then we're going to maybe 6 and 7. And then it says this. It says, well, you are a holy people. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the people on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all people. But because the Lord loves you and because he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Verse 9, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. And he repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments which I command you today to observe them. David did not forget the word of God. He was obedient, and that's why he was blessed. We must be obedient to God because God is calling us for such a time as this. And as we continue, chapter 15 of 1 Chronicles, David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, no one may carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord has chosen them to carry the ark of God and to minister before him forever. And David gathered all Israel together at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place which he had prepared for it. Then David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites of the sons of Korah, Uriel, the chief, and 120 of his brethren, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah, the chief, and 220 of his brethren, of the sons of Gershom, Joel, the chief, and 130 of his brethren, of the sons of Eliphaz, Shemaiah, the chief, and 200 of his brethren, of the sons of Hebron, Ariel, and the chief, and 80 of his brethren, of the sons of Uzziel, and Medadab, the chief, and 112 of his brethren. And David called for Zadok and Abathar, the priest, and for the Levites, and Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Abinadab. He said to them, you are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place I have prepared for it. For because you did not do it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us because we did not consult him about the proper order. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders by its poles, and Moses had commanded, according to the word of the Lord. Then David spoke to the leaders of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be their singers, accompanied by instruments of music, stringed instruments, harps, and cymbals, by raising their voices with resounding joy. So the Levites appointed Heman, the son of Joah, and the brethren of Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of their brothers, the sons of Merari, Ethan, the son of Kishai, and with them their brethren of the second rank, Zechariah, Ben, Jehaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Elab, Benaniah, Mishaliah, Methaniah, Eliphaz, Mikaniah, Obed-Edom, and Joel, and the gatekeepers, the singers, Herman, Esroth, Ethan, were to sound the cymbals of bronze. Zechariah, Azel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Elab, Mishai, Benaniah, with strength according to Elamoth, Nethaniah, Eliphelai, Miskaniah, Obed-Edom, Jael, Ezariah, to direct with harps of the Shemanites. Shemaniah, leader of the Levites, was instructed in charge of the music because he was skillful. Beratai and Elkanai were doorkeepers for the ark. Shebaniah, Jehoshaphat, Nethaniah, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaniah, Eleazar, the priests were to blow the trumpet before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Janiah, doorkeepers for the ark. So David, the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And so it was when God helped the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord that they offered 7 bulls and 7 rams. David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who bore the ark, the singers and the Shaniah, the music master with the singers. David also wore a linen ephod. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn, with trumpets and with cymbals, making music with stringed instruments and harps. And it happened as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David that Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through the window and saw King David whirling and playing music, and she despised him in her heart. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he distributed to everyone of Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to commemorate, to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief of, and next to him, Zechariah and Joel, Shemiramoth, Jael, Mathaniah, Elab, Benaniah, and Obed-Edom. Jael with stringed instruments and harps for Asaph, made music with cymbals. Benaniah and Jehaziel, the priest, regularly blew the trumpets before the ark of the covenant of God. On that day, David first delivered his psalm in the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. And that is chapter 16, verse 7. And this is a psalm, and it is a praise to God. And our title comes out of this word. But when you look at it, it just does something to your heart. It takes you into that place. And say, take me to that place, Lord, to that secret place where I can be with you. It does something to you. And when you give thanks to God, and this is what it says, chapter 16, verse 8, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the earth of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord with his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, he has chosen one, his chosen one. We are God's chosen ones. We are his children. He is the Lord, our God. His judgments are in the, oh, hallelujah, are in all the earth. Not some of the earth, but all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying to you, I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. When they went from one nation to another and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked the kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed one and do my prophet no harm. You heard it. It's coming out of 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 22. 1 Chronicles 16, 22. And it is also in the Psalms. But this is a psalm that is within the Chronicles. And you will see it again in Psalms. But it tells us this. He told them, saying, do not touch my anointed one and do my prophet no harm. That has not changed. Don't touch the anointed of God, because it will not go well with you. Chapter 16, verse 23, sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation. From day to day, declare his glory amongst the nations, his wonders among all people. And our word this morning, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Say it with me, y'all. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods, that little g. For he is also be feared above all gods. Hallelujah. We got to know who our daddy is. For all the gods of the people are idols. Did you hear that? All them little g's are idols. We can't get into idolatry, worshiping people, places, and things. We can only worship the Most High God. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor the majesty. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory, due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Woo, hallelujah. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. And let them say amongst the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice in all that is in it. Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And I'm so grateful Israel wrote those words, you know, Lord, you are good. Come on now. And say, save us, O God, of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Woo! Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. We got to praise the Lord. And all the people said together, amen, and praise the Lord. We say this morning, amen, and we praise the Lord. So he left Asaph and his brothers there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister before the Ark regularly as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 brothers, including Obed-Edom, the son of Jeduthun, and Hosiah, to be gatekeepers, and Zadok the priest and his brother the priest before the tabernacle of the Lord at the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offerings regularly, morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel, and with them Heman and Dedathan, and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endures forever, and with them Heman and Dedathan, to sound aloud with trumpets and cymbals, the musical instruments of God. Now the sons of Jethro were gatekeepers. Then all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Whew, what a word this morning. We got to know who we belong to, thanking God that we belong to him. Hallelujah. In just a few life lessons from our First Chronicles 15 through 16 word. And the first is this, is First Chronicles 15, 26. God helped the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. David and the Levites did not make the same mistake twice regarding the transportation of the Ark. This time they carefully followed God's instructions from Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8, and received great blessings for it. God's help, God helps us in the work he commissions us to do. He does not merely give us a task and leave us alone to do it. He gives us his strength and his presence to make our work successful. First Chronicles 15 and 28, Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. And it says this, thus all Israel brought up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of a horn, of the horn, with trumpets and with cymbals, making music with string instruments and harps. And as Dr. Stanley says, Israel rejoiced that the Ark of the Covenant was in Jerusalem again because God's presence would appear above it. Now that we have God's presence with us always through the Holy Spirit, we may be tempted to take him for granted. However, God's presence should always make us rejoice and worship. Hallelujah. We got to give God praise. And then it goes on to tell us, because we don't Michael, the daughter of Saul, says First Chronicles 15:29, she despised him in her heart. David's wife despised him when she saw him celebrating the return of the ark in a manner she thought undignified for a king. But God is after the heart, and David delighted to give his whole heart to the Lord regardless of appearance. Chapter 16, verse 7. David first delivered his psalm into the hand of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. David, the great warrior king, took great pleasure in crafting worship songs for praising the Lord. If we want to grow close to God, we must also make time for our own time of personal worship. God's plan has always called for the entire world to acknowledge him, honor him, and enjoy the blessings he loves to shower on those who gladly obey him. Hallelujah. Obey the Lord with gladness. Follow the Lord God in your heart and in all that you do. And First Chronicles chapter 17. And it says, now it came to pass when David was dwelling in his house that David said to Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in the house of Seir, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord is under tent curtains. Then Nathan said to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. But it happened that night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant David, thus says the Lord, you shall not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the time that I brought up Israel, even to this day, but have gone from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another. Wherever I have moved about with all Israel, have I ever spoken a word of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to shepherd my people, saying, have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, whew, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a name like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them there, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more, as previously since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. Also I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore, I tell you that the Lord will build you a house, and it shall be when your days are fulfilled, when you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up your seed after you, who will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. And I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him who was before you. And I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever, according to all these words and according to all this vision. So Nathan spoke to David. Then David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your sight. O God, you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come and have regarded me according to the rank of a man of high degree. O Lord God, what more can David say to you for the honor of your servant? For you know your servant, O Lord, for your servant's sake and according to your own heart. You have done all this greatness in making known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like you, nor is there any God beside you. According to all that you have heard with our ears, all that we have heard with our ears, and who is like your people Israel, the one nation on the earth whom God went to redeem for himself as a people to make for himself a name by great and awesome deeds, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you redeemed from the Egypt. For you have made your people Israel your very own people forever. And you, Lord, have become their God. And now, O Lord, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, let it be established forever and do as you have said. So let it be established that your name may be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, is Israel's God. Let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O my God, have revealed to your servant that you will build him a house. Therefore, your servant has found it in his heart to pray before you. And now, Lord, you are God, and have promised the goodness to your servant. Now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue before you forever. For you have blessed it, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever." Hallelujah. What a word. And as we continue in chapter 18, thank you, God. After this time it came to pass that David attacked the Philistines, subdued them, and took Gath and his towns from the hand of the Philistines. Then he defeated Moab, and the Moabites became David's servant and brought tribute. And David defeated Hadadezer, king of Joba, as far as Hamath, as he went to establish his power by the river Euphrates. David took from him 1,000 chariots, 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 foot soldiers. Also David hamstrung all the chariot horses, except that he spared enough of them for 100 chariots. When the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Joba, David killed 22,000 of the Syrians. Then David put garrisons in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servant and brought tribute. So the Lord preserved David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servant of Hadadezer, and brought them to Jerusalem, also from Tebeth and from Chon, cities of Hadadezer. David brought a large amount of bronze, which Solomon made the bronze sea, the pillars and the articles of bronze. Now when Tou, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer, king of Joba, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David to greet him and bless him, because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him, for Hadadezer had been at war with Tou. And Hadoram brought with him all kinds of articles of gold, silver, and bronze. King David also dedicated these to the Lord, along with the silver and gold that he had brought from all these nations, from Edom, from Moab, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines, and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai, the son of Zerah, killed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He also put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servant, and the Lord preserved David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel and administered judgment and justice to all his people. Joab, the son of Zerah, was over the army. Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, was recorded. Zadok, the son of Etab, and Abimelech, the son of Abathar, were the priests. Shavashah was the scribe. Benaniah, the son of Joadad, was over the Cherethites and the Philites. And David's sons were chief ministers of the kings at the king's side. And just a few life lessons from this word in 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verses 4, what the Bible says about better plans. He had come a long way from the sheep pen as King David scanned the beautiful carvings, cedar panelings, and gold implements of his palace. He thought of how different his life was and how far God had brought him. Yes, it was the Lord who had done all of it, all of the victories, the successes, the wealth, the peace. Yet David felt the pictures were still incomplete. I dwell in a house of cedar of the Lord. Is under tent curtains. He said to Nathan the prophet, the holy ark of the covenant, the place where the presence of God would appear deserves better. The Lord was worthy to be honored after all he had done for Israel. How could David dwell in such opulence and not build a house for the one who had given him everything? Yet the Lord's response surprised him. You shall not build me a house to dwell in. 1 Chronicles 17 and 4. David's son Solomon would build the temple, but God had different plans for David. Was David wrong for wanting to build a house for the Lord? Of course not. He wanted to honor God, and that is always a good thing. However, as David didn't doubt, learned from Samuel the prophet, to obey is better than sacrifice. We know that word. 1 Samuel 15 and 22. God loves it when our desire is to exalt him. But there are times he will say no to our plans in order to accomplish more important things through us. We know that was true with David. 1 Chronicles 18 and 3 tells us he went to establish his power by the river Euphrates, which fulfilled God's promise to Abraham. To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, Genesis 15 and 18. David strengthened Israel by defeating the Philistines. Moabites, Arameans also collected many of the materials that would ultimately be used in the temple. Chapter 18. Sometimes it will be true with us as well. God will stop us from doing something we believe it's good to accomplish something better for his kingdom. Just remember, you don't have to think of pious acts to please God. Your obedience pleases him immeasurably. So listen to the Lord and make sure that whatever you do for him comes first from him. 1 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 16. What is my house that you have brought me this far? God values genuine humility more than we can possibly imagine. As King David had a strong sense of self, but he gladly bowed down to the real king, the Lord of hosts. God acts for our benefit, not because we have earned his favor or deserve his grace, but because his loving heart desires to bless those given him their heart. We got to give God all of us because he has given us so much of him. And our last life lesson for this word this morning is this. 1 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 8. David brought a large amount of bronze with which Solomon made the bronze sea, the pillars and the articles of bronze. God did not allow David to build a temple, but he did allow him to make preparations for it and to provide many of his supplies. Even when he says no, God shows us his grace. And again, before we get out of here, our word for this morning is a word that we need to shout from every rooftop. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. I praise the Lord with you this morning. I thank God with you this morning. I lift up my hands and worship with you this morning. For we know that our God is great and greatly to be praised. Father God, I thank you for this word this morning that you have put in our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, that we must worship you in the beauty of holiness, that we must thank you in advance for your blessings and your grace. Father God, this morning we thank you, we praise you, we give you honor and glory. And I pray, Lord, that you watch between me and all those that are listening while we are absent one from each other. In the name of your matchless and awesome and mighty Son, my Savior, my Jesus, my Yahshua, my hope in a future, the one who died for me on Calvary, in his name I worship, in his name I praise you, in his name I give you honor and glory, O God, for you are mighty, you are my God, and you are great and greatly to be praised. In the name of Christ Jesus, again I pray, amen. Thanking God this morning for this mighty, mighty word that touched my heart, my mind, and my soul. For we cannot be ashamed to praise the Lord. Because folks will try to make you feel bad because you lift up the name of God, because you shout, because you give God praise, because you wave, raise your hand, because you just cry out, thank you, God. Folks want to give you a look in the house of God. Well, I tell them, I'll be more undignified than this because I know where my daddy God has brought me from. And if you have that spirit, don't be ashamed to praise God wherever you are. Hallelujah. Give the Lord God praise always. And don't be ashamed. And don't worry about what anybody thinks. Because they don't know your story. They don't know anything about you. They don't know what God has brought you from. So I say today, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed to shout. I'm going to say it from the rooftop. Hallelujah. Great is my God. Great is my Father. Great is the one that has blessed me beyond measure. I'm not talking material things. I'm talking a heart that God has given me to love him, to praise him. I'm not ashamed to give God praise. For the Lord is great, and I say it with enthusiasm, and greatly to be praised. And I thank you for listening in this morning, all of you, for God is great and greatly to be praised. Find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church and one that don't make you feel bad for praising the Lord, giving God honor, glory, and praise. Have a blessed day, family, for the Lord God is great and greatly to be praised. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for giving God your best praise. Have a wonderful day and keep trusting in the Most High God, for he will bless you beyond measure. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. Why? Because it's time to go to work. And who do we work for? We work for God. Be blessed, family. A wrap.